Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made and we rejoice in Him. Let me encourage you from this beautiful passage of Scripture from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. It says that no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. I like that. And I just want to focus your attention on the first portion, which says that temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. My dear brothers and sisters, the problem is not just that we sin, it's that we can't talk about it. We are very comfortable with tales of people who used to sin because they have happy endings. Imagine going to a counselor and saying, "I only want to discuss problems I used to have. Please don't ask me to confess any current ones. I would be embarrassed. I'm afraid you would reject me." Why would you go to a counselor and try to convince them that you don't need counsel? People are okay telling a doctor about their physical problem or a mechanic about a problem with their car. Shouldn't we be okay telling each other when we have a problem? It's a good question to ask. I repeat that. Should not we be okay telling each other when we have a problem? If you want God or anyone else to love the real you, you have to work at getting real, getting honest, right? That's what integrity and honesty is all about, getting real. David was Israel's best king, but he was a polygamist. He was also a horrible father. He coveted another man's wife, committing adultery with her, attempting to deceive her husband, ultimately having him murdered and covering up his crime for a year. So he was a coveter, an adulterer, a liar, and a murderer. As somebody quipped, nobody in those days was walking around wearing a "What Would David Do?" bracelet, right? Yet, the Bible calls David a man after God's own heart in 1 Samuel 13:14, right? Is it possible for someone to be struggling so intensely with sin and yearning for God at the same time? It's a good question to ask ourselves, right? We are struggling with sin, but yes, there's a deep yearning for God at the same time. Yes, it's also why the Bible says in James chapter 5 verse 16, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Hallelujah. So the Bible encourages us to have godly friends with whom you can communicate. And when you are grappling with sin or grappling with any weak areas, you can share with them and they'll pray with you. And that's what the Bible says. That's why transparency and being real in the presence of God. We are very real in the presence of God, but we can't be real in the presence of people. And being real in the presence of your close friends is what helps you to overcome and be healed and be delivered of whatever challenge you are facing in your life. Amen. So be encouraged. God is with you. God is on your side. He loves you, cares about you. And He will ensure that you walk in victory every day of your life, even today. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this lovely day that you have created and added into our lives, oh Father. There are many who couldn't see this day. But Lord God Almighty, you have kept us in the land of the living so that we will glorify you. We will magnify your name. We will lead a life that is exemplary, that follows Christ, And Lord God Almighty, we want to say thank you for your loving kindness and tender mercies upon us. That yes, O Lord, that you do not allow us to be in a situation that we cannot bear in our lives. You are able to make an escape from there. And Lord, help us. You snatch us out from those terrible trials and temptations, and you make a way that we can move forward with you. We thank you for that blessed assurance. Today, Lord, I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, and uphold them with your right righteous hand, and keep them from the enemy. Abba Father, I thank you, Lord, for the ones who may be grappling with ill health and are sick. Lord, I speak healing into their bodies right now. From the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, your healing virtue will flow. And by your wounds and by your stripes, they were healed and made well. We thank you and we vow to give you the glory and the praise, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.